Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
Ridges and Rivers Book Festival in Viroqua is coming April 26th and 27th. This event will feature over 50 authors giving presentations with activities for all ages. You can expect author presentations, writing workshops, an art show, food vendors, the 50th anniversary celebration of Dungeons & Dragons, and so much more. To see the entire schedule, register for events, or buy tickets, visit ridgesandriversbookfestival.org today.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
Are you ready to buy a house? Do you know somebody looking to buy a house? Do you not know where to start? Do you not know where to apply? Do you just have some general questions about buying a home? Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage, the Schultz Mortgage Team, your local mortgage expert. When I say expert, I mean that because mortgage is all I do. I don't want your checking account. I don't want your car loan. I just want to help you buy a house. Whether you need an FHA loan, a VA loan for veterans, a USDA loan, or a conventional loan, contact the Schultz Mortgage Team 7 days a week, 604-5068. We do not work banker hours.
Looking for a flexible job opportunity? The House on the Rock Resort in rural Spring Green is hiring for various positions, including front desk associates, janitorial maintenance, and more. They have openings for first, second, and third shifts, with both part-time and full-time positions available. Most positions run through October, while others extend through December, with some being summer-only roles. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Join the team and be part of a fantastic resort experience.
Working outdoors often results in a great feeling afterwards, the feeling of having achieved something. Whether it's tackling fallen limbs, cutting firewood, or clearing land, Steel has a chainsaw for your next project. Find your Steel at Hillsboro Equipment, like the reliable MS-271 Farm Boss, a high-performance, high-tech chainsaw that's built to work day in and day out. Enjoy the satisfaction of a job well done with a Steel chainsaw from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport, Reedsburg.
At Benson Insurance Agency, they've got you covered for life's unexpected twists. From life and car insurance to home, UTV, four-wheeler, farm, commercial auto, and property, they've got you covered. Count on them for competitive rates and professional services that prioritize your peace of mind. Your protection is their priority. Call them at 475-0216 or email bensoninsurance23@gmail.com. Benson Insurance Agency, your trusted partner in safeguarding what matters most. They're not just agents, they're your advocates.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump trial underway. The judge in former President Donald Trump's criminal hush money case has ruled that if Trump takes the stand, prosecutors can question him about a number of previous legal issues. Here's ABC's John Santucci with more on what that could mean.
Think about all the cases Donald Trump has gone through up until this moment, the two E. Jean Carroll cases, et cetera. All of that can come up in court. And talking about where Donald Trump, of course, violated the gag order in some of those proceedings, being the the Attorney General's case and was hit with fines, etc.
Trump had sought to block all questions about other legal issues if he testified. The first witness is expected to be former National Enquirer editor David Pecker. And at some point, Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen will speak. Trump's team likely to try to discredit him.
They're going to say he is a liar, he is a fraud, he is a committed perjurer, and he is the key to their case, and you cannot trust his credibility.
That's ABC News Chief Washington Correspondent Jonathan Carl. This is ABC News. A diver in South Carolina hoping to find fossils instead ran into a very alive and very hungry alligator.
South Carolina's Cooper River is a hotspot for fossil hunters. That's what scuba diver William Georgitis was doing last week when he was confronted by a living fossil from the age of dinosaurs.
He rose up out of the water. He came at me like a lightning bolt.
The alligator, huge, he says, was ready to bite down.
And I defensively put my arm out.
The gator grabbed him and dragged him to the bottom. Georgitis stabbed at it with a screwdriver and freed himself. He's looking at extensive surgeries on his arm. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
No continent on Earth is warming up faster than Europe. That from experts at the UN Climate Survey and the EU's Climate Agency. It's warming twice as fast as the global average. And groundbreaking today for a new rail line that could speed would-be gamblers from Los Angeles to Las Vegas in just about 2 hours. The $12 billion project is set to wrap up in 4 years, possibly in time for the Olympics in L.A. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 65 degrees, a 30% chance of light showers toward evening. Tonight, breezy, scattered showers, especially early, a low of 45, and Tuesday, 65 with scattered showers. Currently in Richland Center Country, it is 56 degrees with winds around 4 miles per hour.
100.9 WRCO.
I've sent a dozen texts and I ain't heard jack. I guess she's busy playing hard to get back. So I bought roses and her favorite wine, thinking we'd be making up in no time. But I'm parked out here on her street. Looks like the joke's on me. Sitting here, I can't believe what I just saw. Couple shadows kissing on her bedroom wall. It's looking like my plan didn't work out at all. Our break turned into broke up. So now I'm finding out how a heartbreak tastes with a silver oak 1998. Drinking cab in a solo, solo in the cab of my truck. Yeah, I thought about taking it back to the store, 'cause it's the nicest bottle that I ever paid for. But then again, if I had that money back, I'd just find a bar and go run up a tab. I could go for a whiskey, I could go for a beer, but hell, I'm already here. Sitting here, I can't believe what I just saw. Couple shadows kissing on bedroom wall. It's looking like my plan didn't work out at all. Our break turned into broke up. So now I'm finding out how a heartbreak tastes with a silver oak 1998. Drinking cab in a solo, solo in the cab of my truck. Swear I can't believe what I just saw. Couple shadows kissing on her bedroom walls. Looking like my plan didn't work out at all. That break turned into broke up.
my truck.
Beans, ain't that my luck? The heater in my car's blowing cold. Got my divorce attorney on the phone. Says, girl, I got your papers ready. It's the 14th of February, and all my girlfriends got roses.
Amy Daly on WRCO Radio as we greet you on a Monday. Phil Nee with you, and we have some special guests come up, including Jess at the Pizza Ranch. She'll chat with us in a little bit, and also we're going to talk to Alice in Dairyland, Ashley Hagenow, on this Earth Day. I'm talking about farmers and how they do a great job year in and year out, and keep in mind full of the earth and all kinds of productivity there. So that's coming up. And also the Daily Dose. We'll have details on the country music a minute. Also talking about Tyler Hubbard. That's with Bill Cody. Coming up around 10:35. Right now, the Gaither Vocal Band, Alabama, and the Oak Ridge Boys on FM 100.9.
Well, Daddy was a cowboy, hard as a rock. Mama, she was quiet as a prayer. And Daddy'd always tell me, son, you gotta be tough. Mama'd kiss my cheek and say, play fair. Well, I did my best to make them proud of me, but it's never been an easy place to be. Somewhere between
between Jesus and John Wayne, a cowboy and a saint, crossing the open range. Well, I try to be more like you, Lord. Most days I know I ain't. I'm somewhere between Jesus and John Wayne. Mama's love was tender, Daddy's love was strong, but both of them were there to help the weak. They taught me to stand up and fight for what is right. They showed me how to turn the other cheek. Now I see there's both of them in me, and maybe that's the best I'll ever hope to be. Somewhere between Jesus and John Wayne, a cowboy and a saint, crossing the open range. I try to be more like you, Lord. Most days I know I ain't. I'm somewhere between Jesus and John Wayne. I'm somewhere between Jesus and John Wayne, a cowboy and a saint, the cross and the open range. Well, I try to be more like you, Lord. Most days I know I ain't, 'cause I'm somewhere between Jesus and John Wayne. Well, I'm stuck somewhere between Jesus and John Wayne.
Jess from the Pizza Ranch is our guest on WRCO. Happy Monday to you, Jess.
Oh, we got a beautiful Monday to start the week off. I like this so far.
I do, too. Lots of sunshine and nice warm thoughts from the Pizza Ranch. What's going on this week?
Well, you know, we're hitting the ground running this week with an all-day buffet starting at 11, and that goes to 8 o'clock. And today is senior day, so seniors, you get that extra dollar off the senior price today. So, you know, we're excited to get the week going and get things off to a start.
You have a special day next Monday, don't you?
Yes, we do. We're celebrating on April 29th, next Monday, our Guest Appreciation Day. So we're going to be serving buffet all day for $9.99 a person. And we're going to be giving away some prizes throughout the whole day. Also, you can enter in to win a 55-inch TV. And also some free pizza for a year cards that we're giving away. But, you know, we're going to be giving away a bunch of different things. And it's just a way to say thank you to our guests and those that support us in our community. And we look forward to doing this event every year. It's just a great way to give back to our guests.
No, that's awesome. Anything coming up as far as the menu is concerned?
Well, you know, we still do have our featured salad and sweet almond cactus bread, but that is ending here in April. And our Italian chopped salad we still have out on the buffet. But those items are going to be ending here in April. We are going to be having something new coming up here, hopefully here for late spring, early summer. So haven't heard yet what those items are, but if you want to try that Italian chopped salad and the sweet almond cactus bread, they are available through the end of April for a limited time. So come on in and try them or call us to order.
Awesome. And we'll get the WRCO exclusive when you have those new items to offer, I'm sure, won't we?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. we're excited to see what those are for the summer.
Well, can't wait. That's for sure. Any impact nights coming up here this spring?
Well, we don't have any impact nights actually scheduled at this moment coming up, but you know, it's never too late if your group is interested in doing an impact night or a bake-at-home fundraiser. You can definitely give us a call at the Pizza Ranch, and I can get you set up with it. But, you know, simply we try to take most of the work Off Your Hands is a nonprofit group for running a fundraiser, and try to make it an easy and smooth process. But if you're interested, give us a call. We'd be happy to sit down and talk to you about it.
Wonderful. Anything else you'd like to add today, Jess?
I just want to let people know, too, we are running a gift card special for moms, dads, and grads, because we know we got Mother's Day, Father's Day, and graduations coming up. So for every $50 that you spend in gift cards, you get a $10 Pizza Ranch bounce back card. So we've got that going on through now through June. So you'll have to take advantage of that as well.
That covers a lot of it there, too. Great to put in graduation cards. Sometimes you think, well, let's do something other than money. That'd be a perfect answer, wouldn't it?
Oh, most definitely. And those gift cards are good at any pizza ranch. So even if you're out and about traveling to other places, they're good at other pizza ranches as well.
Yeah. Good for a starving college student, for sure. So, all right, Jess. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We'll talk to you next Monday.
All right. Everyone have a great week.
That's Jess of the Pizza Ranch in Reedsburg.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Ashley Hagenow, 76th Alice in Dairyland, is our guest on the line today. Well, happy Earth Day, Earth Month here across the nation. How are things going, Ashley?
They are going super well. I'm super excited to highlight how dairy farmers are committed to sustainability here in Wisconsin and ways that we can all, you know, recognize and honor Earth Day and Earth Month here in Wisconsin. In agriculture, there are many different stories to tell, and the way that we are telling that story is really through how Wisconsin dairy farmers are committed to sustainability both on their farms and their land. So I'm really excited to highlight what that really means when it comes to Wisconsin agriculture.
Indeed. So let's talk about dairy farms. Most of them in Wisconsin are family-owned, aren't they?
They are. Here in Wisconsin, approximately 95% of our dairy farms are family-owned. And when we talk about sustainability, what does it actually mean? Certainly to our dairy farming families, it really means caring for the land and their water and their communities, which really helps to ensure the health of future generations. And dairy farmers, to practice sustainability, they also work with nutritionists and veterinarians and agronomists and other consultants to really ensure that their animals and their land are well cared for, and also to ensure the long-term sustainability of their business and their family farm.
Isn't it awesome to see cattle out on pasture land these days?
It is. That is one of the most idyllic pictures, right, is the images of cattle grazing the land here in Wisconsin. And when it comes to grazing, actually, cattle have a very unique superpower. So they can turn something that was once unusable into a variety of nutritious and high-quality dairy products for all of us to enjoy. And this is due to their four stomach compartments. That is what makes our dairy cattle ruminants. And these four stomach compartments then break down materials that humans cannot digest and convert those materials into delicious and nutritious milk. So not only are our dairy farmers and all of us recyclers, but dairy cattle themselves are also natural recyclers, which I think is so very special.
So how do Wisconsin's dairy farmers practice sustainability on their farms?
There are many different ways that our dairy farmers practice sustainability, and they really put into practice taking care of their land, taking care of the water and the environment each and every day. With a focus on taking care of their land, Wisconsin's farmers might use cover crops, to protect and enrich the soil on their farms, which also helps to keep beneficial nutrients in the soil. Water conservation is another very important practice on our dairy farms. I recently learned that water can actually be recycled up to 4 different times on a dairy farm, from chilling the actual milk to drinking water for cows to maybe cleaning stalls or the milking parlor, and also to irrigate crops. Another way that our farms are practicing sustainability is through reduced or no-till practices, which helps to eliminate or reduce soil erosion and also helps to keep our soil healthy. In addition to the crop-grown feed that our dairy cattle are fed, we mentioned cows being natural recyclers. Another way that our cows are natural recyclers is through using industry byproducts. They might enjoy brewer's grains for protein, fiber, and energy in their diet. We can also feed our dairy cattle candy for added sugar and carbs to their diet. Or, since we produce quite a few vegetables here in Wisconsin, vegetable scraps from processing facilities across our state can also be added to the diets of our dairy cattle. This natural recycling helps to keep these products out of landfills, which also has a positive environmental impact. So there are so many ways that our dairy farmers practice sustainability on their farms each and every day. And there's a great story to tell on each of our Wisconsin family-owned dairy farms.
Allison Dairyland, Ashley Hagano is our guest here on WRCO. And Ashley, how can we celebrate Earth Day with dairy products?
There are many different ways that I would encourage and recommend all of us to learn more about sustainability and really celebrate Earth Day. A great way to learn more about how Wisconsin dairy farmers are committed to building a sustainable future is by visiting wisconsindairy.org/ourfarms. On this website, you can learn more about our dairy farming families and ways that they are putting sustainability into practice each and every day. Another super tangible way that we can practice supporting Wisconsin dairy families and celebrating Earth Day is by looking for that Proudly Wisconsin badge or the number 55 on milk product packaging. When you see the Proudly Wisconsin badge or that number 55, it means that that dairy product has been processed here in Wisconsin, and it's coming from a Wisconsin family-owned dairy farm. Another great resource that is actually a recent partner of Alice in Dairyland is the Dairy Innovation Hub. So the Dairy Innovation Hub is housed through the University of Wisconsin educational system. They harness research and development in the dairy industry across UW campuses, and they have 4 different priority areas, which includes land and water, farm business and community, animal health and welfare, as well as human health and nutrition. So if you would like to learn more about the Dairy Innovation Hub and how they are impacting Wisconsin dairy and Wisconsin agriculture, you can visit dairyinnovationhub.wisc.edu. So those are some great resources to, again, learn more about dairy sustainability, ways we can celebrate Earth Day with Wisconsin dairy products, and also the many different ways that we can continue to support Wisconsin's dairy industry.
June Dairy Month will roll in less than a couple of months, but I think we need to recognize those dedicated dairy farm families year-round, don't we?
We do, and I certainly celebrate June Dairy Month. It feels like each and every day, or National Dairy Month, all year long. And this month really pays tribute to the numerous ways that Wisconsin dairy farmers contribute to their communities, deliver delicious nutrition, and also care for their land and animals, like we've talked about here today. So if you would like to learn more about June Dairy Month and ways that you can celebrate June Dairy Month all year long, I highly encourage folks to visit wisconsindairy.org/June Dairy Month. So it's coming up here super fast, and I'm so excited to continue promoting the goodness of Wisconsin dairy, not only to highlight Earth Month and Earth Day, but also as we transition into June Dairy Month.
Farmers these days, you've got to be a scientist, an agronomist, veterinarian. They have to wear a lot of hats, don't they?
They certainly do. And our farmers are also students. So farmers can volunteer to actually participate in research that helps to protect water quality and the environment. This is through a Wisconsin-based program called Discovery Farms. So farmers can actually attend regular classes and read educational materials about ways to continuously improve their farming practices. Discovery Farms is actually a program through the University of Wisconsin that farmers can volunteer to participate in. So again, they're really focused on water quality and sustainability and protecting the environment. And it's a great way that farmers can continually learn more about ways that they can improve their farming practices for years and years to come.
Let's talk about a little bit what goes into serving that 8-ounce glass of milk.
1 8-ounce glass of milk has 8 grams of protein to build strong muscles. And real dairy products like milk are also a great source of immune-boosting nutrients like vitamin A, vitamin D, protein, and calcium. And when it comes to sustainability and some of those improvements that we have made over time in the dairy industry, the carbon footprint of a glass of milk is actually 2/3 less than it was 70 years ago, yet it still has the same nutritional benefits and the great taste that we know of milk. So this really honors the efforts that our dairy farmers and dairy community have really put in order to be more sustainable and improve that environmental footprint when it comes to dairy production and dairy processing.
Well, Ashley, we're getting down the stretch. You're into your, final couple of months as Alice?
I am. I have just under 3 months to go serving as Wisconsin's 76th Alice in Dairyland and promoting all that Wisconsin agriculture has to offer. And coming up very quickly is the 77th Alice in Dairyland Finals, where we will select Wisconsin's next agricultural ambassador in the form of Wisconsin's 77th Alice. So we are knee-deep in preparations as we prepare for the Alice in Dairyland Finals taking place May 2nd through the 4th this year in Door County. It's been a long time coming, and I am so excited to welcome everyone to Door County to highlight agriculture in this unique part of Wisconsin, while also celebrating our amazing group of top candidates and all the work that they have put in toward becoming Wisconsin's 77th Alice in Dairyland.
You'll be a part of the program, I'm sure. Do you MC it, or do you have any other thing to do with it?
I will be involved in helping, yes, to facilitate especially the evening programming on Friday night, May 3rd, as well as Saturday evening, May 4th, especially with the big finale banquet that takes place on Saturday night. I will share my farewell address, honor my Friend of Alice recipients, honor all of the work that has gone into my year as the 76th Alice in Dairyland, and I'll be more in the background during the day as our top candidates go through each of those components that go into selecting Alice in Dairyland each year. And I'm most excited to just take in the experience and really serve as that mentor to our top candidates who will be going through the amazing experience of running for the role of Alice in Dairyland.
So you've got a couple of months, or you said almost 3 months left. There anything else you want to accomplish in your days as Alice?
We will have lots of exciting things coming up, just like this whole year has been filled with exciting experiences. So we have the upcoming Alice in Dairyland Finals, and shortly thereafter, in the middle of May, I will be back in classrooms meeting with elementary school students and high school students to focus education and activities all about Wisconsin's potato industry and ways that we can enjoy potatoes each and every day. We also will have our new supper club tour that is taking place. So this is the theme of Eat Local, Eat Wisconsin with Alice in Dairyland. And we're really focused on visiting local supper clubs here in Wisconsin that have a special focus on sourcing their ingredients locally. So there's more to come on that in the next few weeks and months, but there's been a lot of delicious meals already in our Wisconsin supper clubs. And then of course, once June hits, it's all about June Dairy Month and continuing to promote Wisconsin's dairy industry and our dairy farming families. So I know, without a doubt, the next few weeks and months will continue to fly by, all in the name of promoting Wisconsin's agricultural industry.
Well, Ashley, it's been good to get to know you this year, and we wish you the best. And maybe stop down and see us, because you always bring us treats when you come in here live.
So. Yes, I love bringing treats. I'll make sure I try to get down to the Richland Center area during June Dairy Month with plenty of delicious dairy products in tow to share with everybody.
All right. You better not be fooling. So thank you very much.
I'll try not to. I'll try to stay true to my word.
Thanks for your info today. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much. Have a lovely weekend.
Ashley Hagenow here on WRCO Radio, the 76th Alice in Dairyland.
Mitch Anthony here with today's Daily Dose. In a conversation with a yet-to-be-noticed writer, I sensed a sagging sense of motivation. What are you afraid of, I asked. A lot of things, was the answer. I'm afraid my work won't be good enough. I'm afraid no one will notice my work. I mean, there's so many people that want to be writers. I'm also afraid that all my effort will be wasted. Have you considered, I asked, the fact that you are facing a domino of fears? Your fear of wasting effort hinges on the fear of not being noticed, which hinges on the fear that your work will not be good enough. Find a way to address the first fear, and the dominoes of fear never begin their fall. The question is, how do I ensure that my work will be good enough? Talk to someone who has made it to find out what good enough is. Seek professional criticism of your efforts and be open to change. Finally, be willing to put forth intense effort and exercise patience and persistence. When facing a myriad of fears, it's important to think your way through to the foundational fear and address that issue before the dominoes fall and rob you of what might have been. This is Mitch Anthony reminding you once again that life is whatever you make it. The Daily Dose is proud to be sponsored by the R Extra Mile, a charity that uses your extra airline miles to help cancer patients get where they need to go for treatment. As my family has learned, being ill can take a toll not only physically, but financially as well. With lost wages, chemotherapy, insurance deductibles, and travel costs, there is additional stress. The R Extra Mile is seeking donors of airline miles to help patients to find providers like the Mayo Clinic. You can help by contacting the R Extra Mile. Write gifts at rextramile.org, rextramile.org. Thank you for your support.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
We are celebrating WCCU Credit Union's new Reedsburg West location with a special certificate. WCCU is offering a special 7-month certificate at a great rate of 5.15% APY. This special 7-month certificate at 5.15% is available at all WCCU locations through this Friday, April 26th. For more information, visit us at wccucreditunion.coop or stop by any of our WCCU offices. Rate based on annual percentage yield, $5,000 minimum deposit. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
I could use some bag.
Hey, y'all. Let's talk Tyler Hubbard today on the Pure American Country Radio Minute. What do you say? I'm Bill Cody. Tyler recently released his second solo album, Strong, and says that this album, well, it was created the opposite way as his self-titled debut.
Was somewhat reverse engineered, you know, created to play live, created from the live show, as opposed to created and then figured out how to turn that into a show, right, into a set list. So it was a lot of fun in that way, and I think being that last year was really the first time that I got to start meeting my fans, you know, after putting out my debut album in January, it was really a time of really getting to know my audience. It's getting to know my fans, seeing who's coming to the shows, seeing who's listening to my music, and that really helped when it came to not only writing these songs, but picking songs for this project.
Tyler co-produced a project with Jordan Schmidt and co-wrote all 13 songs on the album, including his top 5 hit, Back Then, Right Now. With Tyler Hubbard, I'm Bill Cody. That's today's Pure American Country Radio Minute.
Pure American Insurance, Dave Davis here. We can all use help saving money. Let Pure American Insurance help shop all of your insurance needs, from auto, home, health, and life to motorcycles and boats. We find you the right coverage at the lowest rates. Pure American Insurance shops over 30 of the top insurance brands to get you the lowest rates. Visit pureamericaninsurance.com or call 800-541-7161. More choices, better rates. 800-541-7161.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Jack makes good whiskey. Red dirt makes good riding roads. Country makes good music for kicking up dust in a taillight glow. Dry wood makes good fires. Good years make good swings. All that's all good, but for me, God makes 5 foot nine brown eyes and a sundress, lust in McGraw and a small town accent. Ain't no way that me and this truck made her fall in love. Jack makes good whiskey, but God makes the good stuff. Lays on me when I pull up in the gravel drive, the way she dances with the raindrops, like she's the reason why they fall from the sky. And I thank him every time I close my eyes. God makes 5 foot nine brown eyes and a sundress, lust in McGraw and a small town. A small town accent. Ain't no way that me and this truck made her fall in love. Jack makes good whiskey, but God makes the good stuff. 5 foot nine brown eyes and a sundress, loves Tim McGraw and a small town accent. Ain't no way that me and this truck made her fall in love. Jack makes good whiskey, but God makes the good stuff.
That's New Union on WRCO. Civil War maintained the number one spot at the box office on a slow weekend at movie theaters. Abigail, a horror movie about a kidnapped girl who is a vampire, debuts in second. Godzilla Kong, The New Empire, is number three. The World War II movie, The Ministry of the Ungentlemanly Warfare, took fourth place. And also Spy Family Code White debuted in fifth place over the weekend at the box office. From the traffic department today, the town of Henrietta in Woodstock letting us know earlier today that Crofton Drive is closed for the day. Get ready for the annual Ithaca Lions Club consignment auction happening Sunday, April 28th. Now is the perfect time to list any items you'd like to consign. If you are interested in being a seller at the sale, reach out to Dean Reinhardt at 604-4692, Dick Hauser at 585-4808, or Fred Fry at 608-585-2921. Especially if you have larger items like tractors, farm implements, cars, trucks, or boats. Remember, this is a consignment auction, so you keep the money less a reasonable commission, which supports the Ithaca Lions community projects. Turn your unneeded items into cash with the help of the Ithaca Lions consignment auction coming up Sunday, April 28th. Contact Dean Reinhardt, Dick Hauser, or Fred Fry to list your item today. Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, washed gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get match-to-money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been serving the Southwest Wisconsin area since 1889. We pride ourselves on doing things the right way, paying attention to even the smallest details, and assisting your family every step of the way in your time of need. I'm Mark Jelenic. I am proud the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service still represents the values that have helped us be trusted and depended on for many generations. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
Farm families don't have an off-season. Springtime is when the work really ramps up for the year. Talk about unpredictability. Mother Nature controls the farm's calendar and will play a huge role in what the crop season holds. When it comes time to purchase food for your family, think local. And remember, you can vote for our farm families with what goes in your grocery cart. This salute to our farm families is provided by Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, Chevy Find New Roads. Riverdale Ag is an independent, full-service, small-town ag business ready to supply your feed, grain, seed, and agronomy needs. Julie Karen State Farm Insurance provides auto, home, business, and life insurance, plus financial services. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And the Richland Locker, established in 1939, that is where you'll find quality meat sales, delicious snack items, custom slaughtering, and freezer service.
9 minutes before 11 o'clock, we're at 58 degrees in Richland Center. Take you back a little bit, some early Tim McGraw.
Every Friday night, there's a steady cloud of dust that leads back to a field filled with pickup trucks. Got old Hank cranking way up now. Got coolers in the back, tailgate's down. There's a big fire burning, but don't be alarmed. It's just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. It's been on a tractor, ain't seen Becky all week. Somebody said
they seen them headed down to the creek. Farmer Johnson's daughters just pulled up in a Jeep. Man, he knows how to grow them if you know what I mean. Old Dave's getting loud, but he don't mean no harm. We're just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. Some rule route rules that you need to know. Don't mess with the bull, he can get real mean. Don't forget to shut the gate, stay out of the beans. If it starts to rain, we'll just head to the barn. We're country boys and girls getting down on the farm. Charge just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. Ain't no closing time, ain't no cover charge, just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. Oh, let's get down, y'all. Stay out of that hay.
think it's clear we need to sit and talk. It seems you've got this notion I've been having second thoughts. Well, I must confess, in a way, I guess that silly notion's true. 'Cause every second you're not here with me, I think of you. Every second, every minute, every hour of every day. Every second there's a thought of you that comes my way. So if you ask if I've had second thoughts, I guess I'd have to say every second, every minute, every hour of every day. Now I propose we drink a toast and turn the lights down low. On and hold each other close. And don't worry, dear, you'll always be here in my heart to stay. Every second, every minute, every hour of every day. Every second, every minute, every hour of every day. Every second there's a thought of you that comes my way. So if you ask if I've had second thoughts, I guess I'd have to say every second, every minute, every hour of every day. Every second, every minute, I love you more and more each day.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.